in the Akdama of the Sefer Mesil Sesharim, he speaks about the importance of Avodas Hashem, and not just Avodas Hashem, but the importance of striving for perfection in Avodas Hashem, and not to compromise, to do things second rate. The idea of perfection in Avodas Hashem is poshut, but the Mesil Sesharim says it in a very surprising way. The words of the Mesil Sesharim are that it's clear and emes to every chacham, tzoyrich tmimas ha'avoida, the necessity of perfection in avoida, v'choyves ta'arosa v'nikyoina, and the need that it should be pure and clean. Shezulas eila, without perfection, eina nirtzis vadei klai. It's not nirtzah, it's not wanted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elenim eses umisay eves. To the contrary, it's disgusting and despised in the eyes of Hashem. A surprising statement of the Mesil Sesharim. The importance of perfection is obvious, but without that, it's despised by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person can't reach perfection, it's nimas and toyeva lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Isn't that the opposite of what our Rebbes always teach us? That even if you can't be perfect, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't expect perfection. Do the best you can. And that's also wanted and loved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And especially during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, when we're getting ready for Yom Kippur, where we all have a mitzvah of tshuva, which the first step in tshuva is Azivas Achet. We all know what Rabbi Seinu have taught us, that a person can't expect to do a complete Azivas Achet at one shot, right now, in this time before Yom Kippur. Rather, every person has to look for what's called a Kabbalah Mu'etes, a minimal Kabbalah, to make a minimal change. And that also is Yoitza Tshuva. That sounds like the opposite of Mesil Sesharim. Not only is it unacceptable, this unperfected avoida, it's rather nimeses umaseyeves, it's despised by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can the Mesil Sesharim say that? If our Rebbe's taught us always that even a minimal, even one step in the right direction is accepted and loved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think we can understand this inyan al pi a mashal of Rav Chaim Volozhiner that he says in the Sefer Ruach Chaim. Rav Chaim Volozhiner gives a mashal of a king and an eved, and there was a package on the floor, on the ground floor, that the king commanded his eved, put this package on the second floor. The eved immediately took the package and started walking up the steps. Could the king scream at him, "You're a moyed b'malchus"? I didn't say a word about steps. I said, put the package on the second floor. What are you doing on the steps? Is the eved a moyed b'malchus? Of course not. Because even though the king didn't explicitly say, go up the steps, but it's obvious. There's no other way to bring this package onto the second floor without the steps. That's nichlal, that's included in the command of the king. So that's not moyed b'malchus. The king doesn't have to say, go on the steps. He just has to say, put it on the second floor. But on the opposite, let's say the eved would immediately take the package, walk up two or three steps, sit down, drink a coffee, rest, go to sleep. Then he's a moyed b'malchus. He can't justify himself and said, oh, you told me the second floor, you meant the steps. I'm on the steps. Yeah, I meant the steps as a means to get to the second floor. But if your whole goal is to sit around on the steps, that's a moyed b'malchus. Reb Chaim Volozhiner says this mashal in regard to the topic of learning Torah shaloi lishma. The Gemara says, la'olam yasek adam b'toyro v'mitzvahs shaloi lishma, shemitoich shaloi lishma ba lishma. Some people think that means you're really supposed to learn lishma. Shaloi lishma is unacceptable. If you're too weak and you're not there, the Gemara offers a heter. You're allowed to learn shaloi lishma. Because one day that will lead to lishma. Reb Chaim Volozhin says, no, it's the opposite. Lo'oilam yasik shaloi lishma. When a person takes on himself to start learning properly, he should not begin with lishma. Lishma is on the second floor. Lishma is on the 10th floor. And if Hashem said, learn lishma, he didn't mean jump to the 10th floor. It's impossible. He meant, obviously, take the steps. The steps to the 10th floor of lishma is shaloi lishma. La'olam, don't attempt to jump to places where you can't reach, because Hashem said, learn lishma. Understand yourself that Hashem said, there's a way to get there. So la'olam yasik adam b'toyer v'mitzvah shaloi lishma. Always begin with the steps. But, shemitoich shaloi lishma ba lishma. Bear in mind that the shaloi lishma is not the goal. Don't get stuck on the shaloi lishma and get stuck on the steps. That's not what Hashem wants. Do the shaloi lishma, do the steps. But with the ultimate goal, bear in mind, shemitoich shaloi lishma ba lishma. That's Reb Chaim Volozhiner's example, b'negeya to lishma. But it applies by all chalakim of Avodas Hashem. The Mesil Sasharim says that imperfection in Avodas Hashem is not acceptable. It's toyeva. It's despised in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For sure. That means Hashem means you have to be there right away. Immediately. That's at least the 10th floor. That's the 100th floor. Your goal, your she'ifa, has to be perfection in Avodah. How do you get there? What's the derech to get there? Don't be a shaita. You're not supposed to jump there right away. There's steps. There's steps, and those steps might start with a lot of imperfection. The steps might start with just our Kabbalah mu'etis, our minimal Kabbalah, that's moving us on this staircase, a little bit higher and a little bit higher. If our she'ifa, if our ultimate goal is imperfection, that's like the person sitting around on the step doing nothing and not moving on. That's my whole goal. My goal is imperfection. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. If your goal is perfection and you realize you're on the staircase leading up there and there's a lot of imperfection on the way, that's not Te'eva. That's what Hashem means. La'olam yasig adam, with his imperfections. Don't forget the ultimate goal of perfection. That's really the ultimate goal. So on the one hand, before Yom Kippur, when we're taking on our Kabbalahs, we have to be extra careful not to overdo it, to take a minimal step that will make some level of change in our lives, even though there's still so many imperfections that we have to deal with. But at the same time, let us not get stuck that's all it is. That's all what it's about, just making a small move. Let's not forget our real she'ifa, our real goal, is the perfection. Like Chazal say, Chayev Adam Loimar, Mosai Yagiyu Maisai, Lamaisai Avoisai, Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. A person is chayev to say, when will I reach Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov? And the question is, Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, it's out of reach. What does it mean, Mosai Yagiyu Maisai, L'maisei avoisei? The teretz is, our avos hakadoshim, Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, they reached very, very high madrigas, very, very distant madrigas. But they started on a certain derech, on a certain road that was leading in that direction. They got very, very far, very distant on that road. If you're on the wrong road, if you're not on the road of the avos, you're heading in a different direction, you'll never be able to say Mosai Yagiyo Maisai L'Maisai Avoisai. You're on a different road. You're not heading in that direction. What Chazal teaches us is Mosai Yagiyo, be on the same road. Will you get there in 10 years? Will you get there in 100 years? Will you get there in 1,000 years? Maybe not. But at least you're on that road. Your she'ifa is in that place. You're looking for that level of protection. They managed to get very far on the road. How far will I go? How many steps will I go? As much as I can. That's Mosa Yagia Maisa L'Maisa Yavoisai. Our derech that we have to put ourselves on is with the she'ifa of perfection. The way to get there, let's not be foolish. The way to get there is step by step. And with that, Amitz Hashem will be able to be zoicha to make the proper Kabbalah. to go into Yom Kippur, but at the same time, not to lose focus of the real goal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants.